This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
During the weekend, the world eagerly watched as the Irish abortion referendum results were announced. It was a landslide win for abortion rights in Ireland. But what are your rights at home? Here in Australia, do you know what the laws are in each state when it comes to abortion and your rights? The Informer's Rachel Tyler-Jones takes us state by state.
The Republic of Ireland, one of the most Catholic countries in the world, has voted overwhelmingly in favour of repealing its restrictive abortion laws in a nationwide referendum held last Friday. Exit polls have shown that many of those surveyed do not necessarily support abortion. They do, however, support a woman's right to choose when it comes to abortion, and it is believed that this distinction has been one of the reasons that the referendum was ultimately successful. Abortion will remain illegal in most cases in Northern Ireland, which is legally part of the United Kingdom. This is because the 1967 Abortion Act, which legalised abortion in Britain, specifically excludes Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland has some of the most restrictive abortion laws in Europe. Not even rape or fatal fetal abnormality are considered legal grounds for a termination. Despite this, and despite the result in the Republic of Ireland, as well as pressure from her own cabinet, British Prime Minister Theresa May has refused to back reform of Northern Ireland's anti-abortion laws. Ireland and Northern Ireland are not the only neighbours with soon-to-be wildly different abortion laws. Here in Australia, abortion is legalised on a state-by-state basis, and each state is different. In New South Wales, abortion is a criminal offence, except in special circumstances. A doctor may only administer an abortion legally if they believe that continuing a pregnancy is a risk to a woman's physical or mental health. Rape, incest, and fetal abnormality are not grounds for illegal abortion. Getting an abortion illegally is punishable by up to 10 years imprisonment. Abortion is also illegal in Queensland, where a woman who unlawfully procures an abortion may face up to 7 years imprisonment, and anyone unlawfully performing an abortion can face up to 14 years in jail. As in New South Wales, an abortion may be legal if a doctor believes a woman's health is in serious danger, which does not include cases of rape, incest, or fetal abnormality. In both Queensland and New South Wales, women do have non-legal abortions. However, those women and the doctors who perform them risk criminal charges and imprisonment. In South Australia, abortion is legal up to 28 weeks into a pregnancy if two doctors agree that a woman's physical or mental health is endangered by the pregnancy, or if there is a risk that the child is likely to be born with a serious abnormality. Women in South Australia who do not meet these requirements can still be charged for having an unlawful abortion. In Western Australia, abortion is legal up to 20 weeks into the pregnancy. Women must be given the opportunity to participate in counselling before the procedure is performed. And if you are under 16 years of age, one parent must be informed. After 20 weeks, abortion becomes very strict in Western Australia, although it is still possible in specific medical cases. In the Northern Territory, abortion is legal up to 23 weeks into a pregnancy. Prior to 14 weeks, the approval of one medical practitioner is required, and after 14 weeks, two doctors sign off on the procedure. After 23 weeks, a pregnant woman's life must be in danger before a pregnancy can be legally terminated. In Tasmania, abortion is technically legal up to 16 weeks, and legal after 16 weeks with the approval of two doctors. However, access to abortion is severely limited, as few doctors in Tasmania currently provide termination services, and the state's only dedicated abortion clinic closed in January of this year. In response to the clinic's closure, the Tasmanian government is offering travel assistance to those referred to Melbourne by their GP for surgical abortions. However, there is mounting pressure on the Tasmanian government to improve access within the state. In Victoria, abortion is legal up to 24 weeks and legal after 24 weeks with the approval of two doctors who must agree that it is in the patient's best interest based on physical, psychological and social circumstances. In Victoria, Tasmania and the Northern Territory, buffer zone laws have been passed which make it illegal for anti-abortion protesters to harass or film people within 150 metres of an abortion clinic. In the ACT, abortion is legal, although it must be provided by a medical doctor in an approved medical facility. The ACT also has privacy zones, which make it illegal to protest within 50 metres of an abortion clinic. Regardless of legality, an abortion is a costly procedure. A 2017 study found that the average cost of a first trimester abortion was about $500 after the Medicare rebate, which can increase to $1,500 after the rebate for procedures between 13 and 19 weeks, and $7,700 for procedures beyond 19 weeks. Add this to the possible costs of travel, accommodation, GP referrals, medical tests and lost wages, and it is unsurprising that cost is a prohibitive barrier for many women who wish to or need to access an abortion. Much like abortion law, finding information on abortion in Australia isn't straightforward. We will include details on the Informer page at joy.org.au of organisations in each state and territory which offer more comprehensive information on abortion and how it can be accessed. Or grab a pen and keep listening. If you need more information about abortion in Queensland or New South Wales, Children by Choice is a Brisbane-based not-for-profit organisation that offers pro-choice, client-centred information on all unplanned pregnancy options, including abortion, adoption and parenting. To find out more, visit childrenbychoice.org.au or call 1800 177 725 Queensland-wide. If you're located in New South Wales, the information on this website is still helpful and the list of interstate abortion providers is relevant to those living in both Queensland and New South Wales, where abortion is, for the most part, illegal. If you are in South Australia, Shine SA is a leading not-for-profit provider of both primary care services and education for sexual and relationship well-being. They offer free drop-in clinics for young people under the age of 25, they're actively LGBTI friendly, and if you search the word abortion on their website, their fact sheet on abortion is accessible and very informative. To find out more, visit shinesa.org.au or call 1300 794 584. For those in the Northern Territory, the Family Planning Welfare Association of the Northern Territory is a not-for-profit organisation that offers, among other services, information on how to access pregnancy termination services in the Northern Territory. To find out more, visit fpwnt.com.au or call 08 8948 0144. If you are located in Tasmania, you can access information on abortion in Tasmania, including information on travel assistance if you have to travel to Melbourne to access pregnancy termination services, by contacting the statewide not-for-profit Family Planning Tasmania. To find out more, visit fpt.asn.au. If you're located in Victoria, and for those in Tasmania who may need to travel to access abortion services, you can access information through Family Planning Victoria. To find out more, visit the website at fpv.org.au or, for general advice and information over the phone, call the Box Hill Clinic and ask to speak with a nurse for reproductive and sexual health advice on 1800 013 952. For those in Western Australia, we were unable to find a dedicated not-for-profit organisation offering information on abortion. However, most abortions in Western Australia are accessed through the public system, so your GP should be able to advise you on your options. If this isn't appropriate in your case, and for those who may not have easy access to a clinic Australia-wide, there is another option. There are for-profit companies that offer medical abortion remotely via a phone consultation. A medical abortion or non-surgical abortion involves taking medication to induce a termination. If you Google abortion by telephone Australia, some of these services will come up on the first results page. Before accessing these services, it is recommended that you speak to a medical professional you trust to ensure that they are right for you and to confirm that the service you are considering accessing is going to act in your best interests.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.